You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What'd you do this weekend? Anything fun? Anything special?
Anything I need to know about? It was just a freaking family-filled weekend. You would have blown a gasket at the nine-hour birthday party that we went to on Saturday. It was for my nephew, who was turning two, and we went over there early in the morning, and there was just a bunch of family in town, too, and it was just a big family and friend get-together, and my sister made this huge brunch spread, and we ate, like, just so much food. So it was nice to see everybody and then eat, and then they combined it with their big gender reveal party for the new one that's on the way. So we had the birthday party.
Who has one on the way?
My sister.
You didn't tell me that.
I have told you that.
I don't remember you ever telling me. I would remember that.
Oh, yeah. So she's
I didn't know she was expecting again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they combined it with the birthday party and then the gender reveal. So
I thought gender reveal parties were now off limits, that people were all saying those were dumb.
I haven't heard that. I think it's still big business. I think we secretly all say that they're dumb, but then we still show up. This one was pretty good, actually. I mean, I think they're kind of silly, but we did a couple. But this one was pretty good. It was the whole, like, what's the scoop theme. So they had, like, an ice cream theme. And my brother-in-law made this giant ice cream cone out of cardboard and, like, paper mache. And the deal was that they were going to pull the top off the ice cream cone and the balloons were going to come out, pink or blue,
Balloons, too. We just talked the other day about how balloons are terrible for the environment.
Right. So the thing is they didn't know what it's going to be. They told a friend. So the friend was either going to put the pink or blue balloons in there. And then so they opened it and both colors came out. So it was like, oh, no. So it was just a moment of panic thinking that they had twins. And then the friend brought over the balloon that, you pop with the needle and it was blue little things come out. Hey, it's going to be a boy. So we did that. A lot of family stuff this weekend. We took the kids out yesterday. We went and looked at cats, rescue cats for some reason. Ugh. I know the kids want a cat. And what else do we do? Oh, best food. I'm going to post a picture of this in just a few minutes. Let me know if you've ever had this. Deep fried deviled eggs.
I'd try it.
It was incredible, Dom.
I would try that.
So they deep fry the egg part and then the yellow ooey gooey part in the middle. They put that on afterwards. So they deep fry the egg and then the ooey gooey part and then they jam a stick of bacon into it, into the top. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I definitely would try that. So
one of
yes
the best things
yes
I had in my
that.
Mouth this weekend. So
yes
good.
And yes to that.
Real good. Okay. So I'll post a picture of that. And I'll probably post a picture of that goofy ice cream cone too for people that want some ideas. Okay. I'm talking 6 foot tall, man. This thing was massive. Massive.
Okay. All right.
You would have left this party in about 30 minutes.
I would have boycotted your party. There's no way.
30 minutes tops.
Balloons and a gender reveal party? No.
You would have bounced ASAP.
God. You know what I did this weekend? I did some manual labor, which Jeremy makes fun of me all the time, says that I hire everything done. That's not true. I hire about 80% of things done.
Oh, okay.
There's 20% that I'll do myself. And that included this weekend. The only reason I'm bringing it up is because of the fun I got to have with it. And I'll show you a photo. I will not be posting this photo online. But I power washed my driveway. Have you ever done that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
And I'd never really thought much about it before. And it is sad. It takes a long time. I've got a pretty good-sized driveway and area outside the garage. But watching that accumulation come off was rather eye-opening. But I used the opportunity to take the power washer that we have, and let me just say I have never sent this kind of photo to anyone before in my life.
Yeah.
But I made a design in the concrete before I power washed it.
Yeah.
And then I sent that to my wife.
It was a pee-pee ding-ding, wasn't it?
So.
There it is. Yep. Beautiful.
Certain about your taxes and get 50% off tax prep. 50% off is a limited time offer for new clients filing in participating locations. Max value $200. Visit jacksonhewitt.com/50 for terms.
Dom and Jeremy.
I bet they both love to dance.
On Mix 100.
What'd you do this weekend? Anything fun? Anything special?
Anything I need to know about? It was just a freaking family-filled weekend. You would have blown a gasket at the nine-hour birthday party that we went to on Saturday. It was for my nephew, who was turning two, and we went over there early in the morning. And we had, there was just a bunch of family in town, too, and it was just a big family and friend get-together, and my sister made this huge brunch spread, and we ate, like, just so much food. So it was nice to see everybody and then eat. And then they actually, they combined it with their big gender reveal party for the new one that's on the way. So we had the birthday party.
Who has one on the way?
My sister.
You didn't tell me that.
I have told you that.
I don't remember you ever telling me. I would remember that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So she's
I didn't know she was expecting
along.
Again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they combined it with the birthday party and then the gender reveal. So
I thought
it
gender
was a
reveal
big...
parties were now off limits, that people were all saying those were dumb.
I haven't heard that. I think it's still big business. I think we secretly all say that they're dumb, but then we still show up. This one was pretty good, actually. I mean, I think they're kind of silly, you know, but we did a couple. But this one was pretty good. It was the whole, like, what's the scoop theme. So they had, like, an ice cream theme. And my brother-in-law made this giant ice cream cone out of cardboard and, like, paper mache. And the deal was that they were going to pull the top off the ice cream cone and the balloons were going to come out, pink or blue, you know.
Balloons, too. We just talked the other day about how balloons are terrible for the environment.
Right. So the thing is they didn't know what it's going to be. They told a friend. So the friend was either going to put the pink or blue balloons in there. And then so they opened it and both colors came out. So it was like, oh, no. So it was just a moment of panic thinking that they had twins. And then the friend brought over the balloon that, you know, you pop with the needle and it was blue little things come out. Hey, it's going to be a boy. So, yeah, we did that. A lot of family stuff this weekend. We took the kids out yesterday. We went and looked at cats, rescue cats for some reason. Ugh. I know the kids want a cat. And what else do we do? Oh, best food. I'm going to post a picture of this in just a few minutes. Let me know if you've ever had this. Deep fried deviled eggs.
I'd try it.
It was incredible, Dom.
I would try
that. So they deep fry the egg part and then the yellow ooey gooey part in the middle. They put that on afterwards. So they deep fry the egg and then the ooey gooey part. And then they jam a stick of bacon into it, into the top. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I definitely would try that. So
one of
yes
the best things
yes
I had in my
that.
Mouth this weekend. So
yes
good.
And yes to that.
Real good. Okay. So I'll post a picture of that. And I'll probably post a picture of that goofy ice cream cone, too, for people that want some ideas.
Okay.
I'm talking 6 foot tall, man. This thing was massive. Massive.
Okay. All right.
You would have left this party in about 30 minutes.
I would have boycotted your party. There's no way.
30 minutes tops.
Balloons and a gender reveal party? No.
You would have bounced ASAP.
God. You know what I did this weekend? I did some manual labor, which Jeremy makes fun of me all the time, says that I hire everything done. That's not true. I hire about 80% of things done.
Oh, okay.
There's 20% that I'll do myself. And that included this weekend. The only reason I'm bringing it up is because of the fun I got to have with it. And I'll show you a photo. I will not be posting this photo online. But I power washed my driveway. Have you ever done that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. And I'd never really thought much about it before. And it is sad. It takes a long time. I've got a pretty good-sized driveway and area outside the garage. But watching that accumulation come off was rather eye-opening. But I used the opportunity to take the power washer that we have, and let me just say I have never sent this kind of photo to anyone before in my life.
Yeah.
But I made a design in the concrete before I power washed it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I sent that to my wife.
It was a pee-pee ding-ding, wasn't it?
So.
There it is. Yep.